Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, my loves. It has been a while. Welcome back to The Golden Path. I'm Heather Allison, and it has been at least a couple months since I dropped in with you. So I was doing this podcast under the umbrella of a radio station, an online radio station, for a while, and it was scheduled every month at a certain time, and that was really good for me in certain ways, and also felt like it wanted to change. So I've recently taken it back on into my own management, into my own production, into my own timing and timeline and frequency. And that means it's going to be perhaps a little bit more unpredictable, a little bit more free-flowing, a little bit more unexpected. And I think that's exactly what I want. That's exactly what the feminine is all about, after all. She's not about being regimented and rigid and linear. So this feels like a delicious experiment, and I kind of can't wait to see what happens. I'm also changing up the way that it was formatted. While I think I'm probably still going to be doing some of the kind of teaching and a dropping in exercise with you on every episode that I do that is kind of an official episode, I've always also wanted to just kind of drop in like I'm doing right now and just, pardon the language, but shoot the shit with you and share some things with you that are on my mind, that are in my heart, that are in my sphere and in my consciousness, and things that I'm exploring. One of the things, well, the first thing back in this space with you, the first thing I'm going to share with you is actually something that I just finished recording for my family membership, which is a $27 a month membership where women get to ask questions and have them answered by me. Primarily, we do one call a month where we drop in live and we do some kind of open coaching, spot coaching, and Q&A. And then sporadically in between our calls, I drop in with questions that they pose in either our Facebook group or our online members area, or they can email them to me. And they're usually not public, obviously, right? They're part of this paid, very low cost, but paid membership. But, and this is really edgy for me, because usually the questions that I am answering for these women are about our love lives, about our businesses, about our soulful success, our soul purpose, about how to find more ease, about how to receive more abundantly and pleasurably, how to tap into our intuition more powerfully, or how to listen and hear our intuition more powerfully, how to come into our power, how to come into our deepest knowing, all of that good stuff. But these questions that I answered today are, let's just say, quite esoteric. They are very kind of cosmic. They are touching on things that I tend to save for my deeper courses and my deeper experiences when I am in container with women and we really start to go deep into these archetypes and deep into quantum understanding of things and into spirituality and all that stuff, there is an edge for me still about talking about that stuff very openly. So of course, as my cosmic team works, as soon as I finished recording this Q&A for the women in this family membership, I'm a little annoyed by this, I heard, publish this on the podcast. And because I am in the habit of listening when my soul tells me things like this, who is primarily who I receive guidance from. I have other, let's say, guides on my cosmic team, but my soul has kind of final say, let's just say. And she's the one who I check in with about everything before I do anything. Because I am in the habit of and in the practice of listening to her and following her guidance and doing things that she says that I should do, even when they're edgy for me, even when they're uncomfortable, even when I'm like, are you crazy? That's insane. There's no way. I'm not ready for that. All of the things that we tell ourselves, all the things that we believe in our limiting and limited belief systems and perspectives. I listen to her and I follow suit and I take action when I'm given guidance like this, especially when it's this clear. So this is what I'm doing. I'm not exactly happy about it because it is kind of edgy for me. But this is what she does. This is what my team does. This is how it goes for me. And so I will leave you with this without further ado. Actually, just kidding. There is a little bit of a weird kind of glitchiness with the sound here and there. So it might kind of skip here and there. I listened to it a minute ago. There's just little kind of hiccups in it from every now and again where maybe it skips a word. Otherwise, it's clear. So have a listen. Let me know how this lands for you. Let me know if you feel called to come join us in the family. Like I said, it's $27 a month. If that price ever goes up, you keep the price you joined with for as long as you feel called to stay with us. It's a beautiful, beautiful community. These women are incredible. And if you come join us, I can't wait for you to come meet them and to support you. And I will drop in with you again soon.
Hello, my loves. I'm back. Back for more. I hope everybody in the States had a happy Thanksgiving, and Canada, although you had yours quite a few weeks ago. And no, if you're somewhere else in this world, I hope you're having a lovely holiday season as it starts to kick off. I cannot believe we're in December already. That just blows my brain.
We had the last probably like 5-6 days were heavy holiday festivity kind of things. And, you know, you eat too much. Maybe you have a little more wine than you usually would have. Sleep more than normal. So I'm kind of just getting back in the swing of things. And it's been a quiet week and it's kind of felt really nice. So coming back in here for some more, though. Some more Q&A before our call next week. The first question coming back into is for Claire. So Claire says, I want more cash flow, more love, more delicious. Can you remind me of how to shift into that? I think I have a belief about what I deserve, but I think you avoided using that word before. Yes. So there literally is no such thing as deserve. It's just not a thing. It's a construct that we created as humans. I just pausing for a second to see what else wanted to come through around that. It's a construct we created as humans to avoid having to actually state what it is that we desire, what it is that feels in alignment for us. We outsource our expression and our sovereignty and our truth to this concept, this construct that anyone could possibly deserve or not deserve, meaning we let this be like, well, she doesn't deserve or he doesn't deserve, and so I don't have that kind of thing. We let that become the rationale. And on the receiving end, it's just another one of those really nice ways that we humans beat up on ourselves by thinking that we could possibly not be deserving. It's a really, really old construct, though. It stems from the ancient primordial wound of separation, which when you couple separation with wounded feminine, then it becomes, oh God, what did I do? There's something wrong with me. I did something wrong. I'm being punished by this separation. I am not loved. I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy, etc., right? I don't deserve. Anyway, it doesn't really exist. It is just one meaning. So for all intents and purposes, it does exist, let's just say, insofar as if we decide that it exists, then it exists. If we decide that there's a meaning that could possibly mean that we don't deserve, then it exists. So as much as humanly possible, I encourage you to remove that from your vocabulary and from your perception. Because everyone's here with a soul purpose. Everyone's here with a soul path. Everyone's here to, quote unquote, make mistakes, because many of those, quote unquote, mistakes are simply us taking steps that we need to take in order to receive the medicine we're here to receive, right? It's one of the hard parts about life, about existence, about separation, about soul journeys. But it's true. We came here knowing that we would experience some level of pain. We knew it. We knew that we would. And knowing that we would sometimes, even if we think we're doing our best, do things that end up causing that pain, whether it's for ourselves or for other people. And I'm getting very esoteric with this. Let me just drop back in. Okay, hold on. Okay, so to come back to your question, all of this stuff, by the way, is like we go much deeper into kind of how to navigate all of this big esoteric stuff and big, like our soul paths and how to make sense of them and how to navigate them with power and grace and ease, how to navigate them with our greatest expansion, in service of our greatest expansion instead of constriction and pain and suffering and things like that. And when there is pain, how to navigate that even with grace and power. So we'll do all of that in Golden Goddess if anyone is feeling called to dive deeper. But for you specifically, first part is that let's remove the deserve and the concept of deserve and the construct of deserve entirely from your reality. It just isn't a thing. There is either following your soul's guidance and honoring it and trusting it, or there's not. That's the only real thing. Really, truly. And then on top of that, your job here, your work here is to find pleasure. Your work here is to find pleasure here, where you are, in this place of perceived lack, this place of perceived, I don't have enough, so that you can open to receiving more pleasure from there. Find pleasure here so you can receive more pleasure there, from there. Does that make sense? So you get to do some work around why it's actually perfect. Why is it actually perfect here? Why is it actually perfect here? The only reason that we believe anything is less than perfect where we are is because we're comparing it to something else, because we're telling ourselves a story about it, because we're believing a meaning about it. Untangle those and you untangle this. Helene says, I want to know more about oversouls and monads and would love to hear Heather's thoughts about it. This is based on a private conversation I had with Heather after our energy session in August. Afterwards, I had an amazing experience. I met a woman who said she was my oversoul. I don't know what that is. And the energy brought tears to my eyes. When I told Heather about it, she recommended that I look up soul monads, but I really can't get a grip of it, so I'd love to know more. Okay, so now this is just my perspective on this, and, you know, as you, I'm sure, found from Googling, and I'm sure you find this from, I mean, this is like from Googling anything, literally anything. Everybody has a thought. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an idea that might be different from other ideas and other definitions and things like that. For me, the idea of an oversoul or a soul monad is essentially that it's kind of, okay, it's kind of similar to how I talk about the archetypes. Everything in creation, as far as I'm concerned, is like a zipper. It gets more and more and more diverse and more specific and more detailed and more fine, more narrowed even, the farther you go down the spiral of creation, and it gets more and more whole and complete and unified and I guess that's it. Whole, divine, whole, unified and complete the more you go up the spiral. That is true of the archetypal work that I do, which is, as you have heard me say before, I work with the trinity of the highest version of our archetypes. I work with the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and the oneness archetype, or the zero point archetype, or I call her cosmic goddess as well, which is the archetype that birthed the divine feminine, divine masculine. It is literally where it is, allness and nothingness all combined together, chaos, the void, all of it. And then the first step down from that space is divine feminine, divine masculine. And then it goes more and more and more and more. And I can't see my hands as I'm doing this. It goes more and more and more specific, more and more and more separated, if you will, from that oneness, from that unification, from that zero point, as you go down like a zipper. And the same thing is true in my experience as I've received it with our souls. So meaning the more we move up toward source, the more our souls become like unified, if that makes sense. And so at some point above us, there is a place where all of our souls are one. Below that, it separates out slightly into perhaps the idea of the soul monad or the oversoul. From there, it separates even more specifically into another soul groups. And then from there, it goes even more like further into specific souls or whatever. There might be infinite levels and layers of this. I have no idea. I know that I have experienced, and I know a couple of people who are in my soul group specifically. And that is very different from soul mates. And it's different from twin flames. And it's different from, I don't know what else. But it's different. Anyway, and I have also, oh, this is the other thing I want to share with you. I also have experienced this as, you know, because there is no really any such thing as time. And so I have also experienced this is so edgy for me to be talking about. So thank you for this question. It's actually stretchy for me to share. I've experienced meeting my own, if you want to call it oversoul, as a being. It didn't have gender necessarily. She feels more feminine. So I call her kind of, I consider her to be feminine. And maybe she is, but she's not. Anyway, I'm getting a little too far out here, but I have experienced her as a being, as a consciousness that exists right now, even though I still exist right now. Do you know what I mean? You could consider it to be like just layers of thread, and that's fine if you want, but like you experienced, I also experienced meeting, if you want to call it my oversoul or one of them, one layer, one level of them, if you will. Does that make sense? There isn't, I mean, you know, there, this is for you. I would encourage you to be letting yourself receive what you need to receive from her. Ask her these questions. Ask her what you need to know. Yes, go ahead and do some intuitive Googling. But again, as you know how I teach this, don't take what doesn't feel like truth. Let her guide you to the truth that she wants you to receive. I am not basing this on teachings or things I've read necessarily. That said, I have been guided to things that I help me understand them. But I have my own relationship with this being, this consciousness that I consider to be, that I have met as my oversoul, if you will. She is simply a part of the lineage of my soul stream. But like I said, there is no such thing as time or really space. It's all happening all right here, right now. Oof, I just dropped into my solar plexus. And so she also is a consciousness that is present, right? Oh, this stuff gets really fucking heady, doesn't it? It gets really like, how do you even make sense of this? But it's not meant to make sense in a human brain capacity. It's not meant to. So I entirely, entirely, entirely encourage you to let this unfold the way it wants to unfold, the way she wants it to unfold, the way your soul wants it to unfold. Let yourself receive the guidance and the information that you need to receive around this, because that is the only reason she identified herself to you in the first place, is because there's something for you to receive. And the more you can let go of the fact that there is anything that you need to understand, and more that it is just that there is something that you need to receive, the more you will. Just channel through for you literally by that, especially that last statement. So I encourage you perhaps to listen to that again. Okay. What else do we have here? Oh, this is our last one. Great. Let's see. Beautiful. Man, we are, this is an esoteric and the whole thing today. Maybe it was meant to be. I mean, of course it is. This is from Sarah. Let's see. I'm feeling rapid expansion this past couple of weeks. I walked through some challenging emotional territory. Meanwhile, and as a result, my intuition is alert and clear. I feel immense freedom and fearlessness. Visions of the future are full of hope and joy and fun, and I'm content with exactly the way things are at the same time. I'm finding it easier and easier to believe that I'm truly the creator of my life. Yes. I'm the extension of God's love and life in the flesh. Yes. And I can trust the universe to take care of all the details to fulfill my every desire. Beautiful. And I feel like that so connects to everything we've been just talking about for Claire and Helene as well. And there's a little fear or caution voice in there somewhere whispering that maybe I'm losing my grip on reality. Oh, girl, don't I know? Maybe people are going to look at me funny if I start telling the truth about how I perceive reality. And should they? Am I crazy? So the question is, how do we know whether or not we're going crazy when we start to understand and experience the power that the universe has, and that that power is at our disposal? How do we believe it gets to be this good? I feel like fucking Don Quixote right now. Also, I got really stoned earlier tonight. I'm coming down on that right now. Beautiful. Okay. So my first thing that I wanted to come through the loudest is, this is part of why you're here. This is part of why I'm here. Part of the reason that we're here is to say these things that sound and feel like we're crazy, even though we're afraid of sounding and feeling crazy, because this is part of the unpatterning of this really rigid and linear paradigm and constructs that we've been living in. Part of what has to happen in this shattering. Really, and that sounds really intense as it just came out of my mouth, but that's the word that wanted to come. The shattering of this current paradigm is that I lost the thread of that. I started judging it. Hold on a second. Okay. Is to bring through our truth so powerfully, through the fear of being looked at as a crazy person, through the fear of not being understood or being misunderstood, through the fear of being rejected and abandoned and quote unquote not belonging to the quote unquote tribe anymore. I use that only from a like anthropomorphic kind of perspective, not trying to be disrespectful to any native or indigenous peoples, but from humanity as an original. The original groupings and clans and tribes of human, if that makes sense. Anyway, to speak our truth and embody our truth as fully as we can, because when we do that, A, through the fear, those fears that I was just describing, and when we do that, allowing ourselves to embody our truth so much so that we get to show up in it, because when we are embodying the truth so much, then the fears don't matter. Oh, is it still going? Good. I got a call, and that's awesome that it didn't stop the recording. It just paused it, apparently. Rad. This app is rad. So anyway, okay. Okay, when we do those two things, and it's always like the right and left foot, if you will, not necessarily, let's see. Yeah, it is actually. Taking a step through the fear, even though we're like not quite embodying it, but we know somewhere inside of us it's the truth, and then taking the step with the other foot, that is, I fucking know this to my core, and I'm standing in it because no matter what, I am embodying this, and I feel it to my depths. There is no question. Both of those things are perfect. When we do that, we create a ripple effect. We actually create a hole. We puncture a hole in this current wounded paradigm because it vibrates so fucking powerfully that it is felt. And we don't get to decide what that looks like. We don't get to decide what that ripple effect looks like, how the outcome happens, how quickly it happens, who is transformed by it, or when, or how they are transformed by it. Our job is to show up in it. Full stop. Period. Again, one step after another, through the fear and then with embodiment. Through the fear and then with embodiment. Does that make sense? Oh, it's really fucking resonating for me. So thank you for that question. A lot of times I'll make a couple notes for myself after having read the questions that Jenny gathers for me, but I hadn't even looked at yours yet. And I actually am really grateful that I hadn't, because that just was all full on open to receive what wanted to come through. And I am like, it is vibrating. Like my whole body is vibrating right now. I love this question, Sarah. So you're not crazy, and you are crazy. Just kidding. You're not crazy. You're needed. You're needed. And apparently that's all that wants to be said. I love you. I will talk to you ladies next week on our call. I hope you all can make it. Or many of you. Oh my God, wouldn't it be fun if everyone could come? It'd be like the biggest party ever. I love you. Let me know what questions you have for next week. So in case you can't be on the call, I could maybe speak to them, or at least I will hop on and do one of these, or Facebook Live, because I haven't done one of those in a little while, after the call, if I can't get to them on the call. Love you.
I hope you loved getting a little glimpse into the family membership. Like I said, this whole entire Q&A was much more esoteric, spiritual in nature, quantum in nature, whatever you want to call it. Most of our conversations are quite a bit more, let's just say, real life, practical. So I will share some more of these here and there, as I feel called, as I'm guided to, and I hope you enjoy them. And of course, if you feel called to join us in the family membership, you can register to join us at heather-allison.com/membership. We would love to have you. Until next time, lots of love.